Okay, good evening, everyone. I first wanted to address a question which was sent in, and that is if one is closing off certain cabinets with chametz tikka dishes or other things that are not suitable for Pesach, is it necessary to check them, to take everything out and wipe it down and clean it out, etc.? That was the question. I hope I'm being heard here. Okay, so the answer is no. The answer is that if there are cabinets that are being included in the Mechiras Chametz, that is to say that the typical way we do it nowadays is that any chametz which we're not actually destroying, we will put aside somewhere and sell it to a guy. Sell it. Trying to get to maybe a little better spot. Okay, we do. It's very common to do a mechiras chametz with, you know, through the Rav, where chametz is sold to a non-Jew, but yet not removed from your physical quarters, from your house, but at the same time, it's put away in a closet or a pantry or an area which is closed off, and that area itself is actually rented out to the non-Jew. So even though we're not selling dishes, but as I mentioned before, you would have chametz that might be stuck onto the dishes. And in general, you're renting out all the areas that contain any chametz. So you don't have, once those areas are going to be closed off and not gone to on Pesach and marked as, you know, chametz, then it's not necessary to do any specific type of cleaning there and, you know, and, or taking everything out, wiping it down. That's really not necessary. It could just be closed off, sealed off, and included in the mechira. Okay. Now, there's a point I wanted to discuss, which is relevant to the Seder. The woman has to do, she's mechuyevin, even though it's a mitzvah sasechus man grama, the marshal eating matzah. Eating matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa on the night of the 15th of Nisan. So it's clearly a mitzvah sasechus man grama because you can only fulfill it one night a year. Nevertheless, you're obligated because there's a hekesh, there's a link in the psukim between the negative commandment, the lo sasei of not eating chametz, and the mitzvah sasei of eating matzah. There's a Yeshno, the Baal Tochal Chametz, anyone who's included in the Isser, the prohibition against eating Chametz, Yeshno is included, the Kumechol Matzah, is included as well in the positive mitzvah of eating Matzah. So that means women are obligated in all the mitzvahs, lo sasei, so they're obligated not to eat Chametz. So once they're obligated not to eat Chametz, they're automatically obligated to eat Matzah the night of the Seder. So that's a mitzvah deraisa. Another mitzvah deraisa of that night is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of telling over the incidents, the story of our shibud and of our geula, which culminated on the with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. When there's no Korban Pesach, it's a Derabbanan. But women are obligated. Women are obligated in those mitzvahs as well, as well as men. The main thing that a woman doesn't have to do, at least in Ashkenazic circles, is Haseva. She doesn't have to recline. A man is required to recline when he eats matzah, when he drinks the dalakosis. Women are not required to recline. Okay, but what I wanted to discuss was within the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So we know that the matzah has to be matzah which is shmura l'shem mitzvah. It has to be, as we call shmura matzah, it has to be matzah which was baked, and not only baked, but in even in an earlier stage before it was baked, it was being guarded the grain was being guarded, l'shei mitzvah. The best is if to eat matzahs which are shmura mishas ktsira, from the time of the harvesting, and that's the shmura matzah we, Baruch Hashem, we're able to get in this country. Matzah with shmura mishas ktsira, but it if not mishas ktsira, at least from the time it's it's that it's mixed with the water to make the dough. In any case, we have to eat shmura matzah, and it has to be, you have to eat a certain shear, meaning just every mitzvah has a shear. When we say eat matzah, it doesn't mean sit down and, you know, take a bite or two and nibble on a piece of matzah and decide if, you know, whether it's you like it or not, whether it's better than last year's matzah or not as good as last year's matzah. Whatever it is, we have a mitzvah to eat a shear of matzah. Now, the shear is when we do the mitzvah of achilas matzah at the time when we get up and wash and make the hamotzi and achilas matzah, the shear is at least a kezayis. There is an inyan for the balabais to eat two kezayisim, but we'll leave that for now. But you have to eat at least a kezayis. And since we're dealing with the mitzvah ben haTorah, it's a kezayis based on the higher calculation of a kezayis, which means to say, how much is a kezayis, the size of an olive? Well, that's very vague because there are many different olives and etc. But we have different ways of figuring it out. And the Chachamim throughout the Doros noticed that the different ways of figuring out the shear produce different results. So without going into all the lumdus and what happened, the bottom line is that there are two tracks. There's one track that we use for a mitzvah d'oraisa, and another track we use for a mitzvah d'rabbanan. For matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we have to eat a kezayis based on the shear of a d'oraisa. Now the exact shear, so you could look it up in the Pesach guidebooks or other sefer halacha, or you could ask a shayla if you're not sure. But the point I wanted to get to is that some people find it difficult to eat the matzah, the amount of matzah, and there's also a shear in how long. When we say you have to eat a kezayis, so whatever we'll say, whatever amount of a matzah is a kezayis, so you say, okay, well, I have to eat it. So if I start right after I wash and I finish right before I bench, I ate a kezayis. But the answer is no, because eating meat means within a certain amount of time, within a span of a few minutes. So some people find it hard, especially because matzah tends to be dry. Matzah is made only of flour and water, and it's hard and brittle. And some people have difficulty getting down the shear. And if they don't have so much difficulty at the beginning of the Seder, when you first eat matzah, but by the afikoman, which is also treated as a mitzvah d'oraisa, because according to some, the ikur chi of achilas matzah is al hasova, is after you're somewhat satiated, you've eaten a meal, and you're eating the matzah at the end. So we treat that matzah as a d'oraisa as well. And we eat the larger shear. And then in the middle is the matzah that we eat with the korech when we eat together with Mara. So you're eating a decent amount of matzah. Parenthetically, it's not really that much. If you look at the shiurim, it's not a super huge amount. But nevertheless, it is perhaps more than you would normally sit down and eat. And as I said, people find it dry. So what I wanted to share with you is that according to many Puskin, it's okay to take a little water with it, to sip a little water, or to dip the matzahs in water. Now, before I get back to the matzah part of it, those who don't eat gebrachs, we know, that is to say, there are people that are knowing throughout Pesach that they do not eat any matzah or matzah meal or anything which has come in contact with liquid, with water or other liquids. There is such a menu other than matzah itself, of course, but once they get the matzah, they make sure the matzah does not come in contact with any liquid. So people who are careful about that probably wouldn't like the idea of dipping their matzah in water. But although it's not even so pashut that it's usher even if you eat gebrachs, because you're dipping and eating right away, you're not giving it any chance to become chametz. But I'm not going to get into that. As for the people who have that minhag, I don't think that they would go for this. But people that don't, They could even dip their matzah in water. What it says in halacha is that if your matzah is soaking in water, I mean, if you leave it sitting there for a long period of time, 20 minutes, a half hour, that's not lechatchila. That's only acceptable for a person who's a chola or a zakein, a person who's, God forbid, not well or very elderly, where they have particular trouble in eating matzah. Maybe let's imagine an elderly person whose teeth are not in great shape and do not number the number that they had as at a younger age. And for them, eating hard food like matzah might be particularly difficult. So a person like that is allowed to actually soak the matzah, let it get nice and soak. Matzah shruya, mamish. But for one who is not in that matzah, in that situation, you're not allowed to soak it for a while. But you are allowed to dip it. You're allowed in water. I'm not talking about other liquids, and even salt water shouldn't be used. I'm talking because we don't put salt in the matzah. I'm recommending, or I'm referring to regular water. Taking regular water, or if you take unflavored seltzer, and as I said, either dipping your matzah in it so the matzah gets just a bit, you know, gets a little wet and makes it a bit easier. Or what I find, and in my case, I usually encounter this by the afikoman, but in achilas matzah or Hashem, I usually don't have much of a problem. And karech, we use the romaine lettuce stalks for maror, so that provides itself lubrication. But by afikoman, by then already, I often find it hard to eat, and I find it much easier if I sip a little water or unflavored seltzer. And it's many poskim speak out that it's okay to do that, or to dip in water. They said. Now I'm not going to say if you look in the Sfarim or listen to a host of Pesach Shirim, you won't find someone who recommends not doing it. But that having been said, there are many, many sources that it's okay to do that, and I personally find that it's a very beneficial etza, especially as I said, it's a bit by the afikoman, to be able to sip, just to sip a little water, not to make it drowning it, but just to sip a little water with it to help get it down. So that's what I wanted to bring out. Remember, we're dealing with a mitzvah deraisa, not as a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a one time a year mitzvah deraisa. Or if you live in Chutz Laaretz, so we do it two nights, but the second night is really Darabanan. So it's a one time a year mitzvah. And every mitzvah is precious. Every mitzvah should be done properly. But certainly, you know, the mitzvah that come once a year, you want to do your best for sure to get it straight. And so you're being mahadah to have a shear and to eat it as quickly as you can. So if you do that, if you find that you're having trouble really getting it down, it's really challenging, and you're thinking of resorting to some other aids. I think the first aids to it to be use a little water, and it should make a big difference. Okay, Bez Hashem, I'm looking forward to continuing. In the meantime, have a good evening, everyone. Bye bye. Yeah, I see a
very nice
question. The second night are the same as the first night, even though it's essentially the Rabbanan nowadays, but we use the same shiurim. For a regular healthy person. Galtav.